Hello and welcome to another episode of the How to Scale a Business podcast. My name is Hector Santiesteban and I'm your host. Today we're here with Dr. Darnielle Jervy-Harmon. She is a leading expert in helping entrepreneurs make the move to million. And what I love about what she's doing and what she's putting out there is, let's call it practicality and spirituality, if you would say it. But there's a little bit of both and you speak a lot of real stuff that you're putting out. So Dr. Darnielle, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me, Hector. I'm so excited to be here. And I would say practicality and spirituality.
I was wondering, I was going to ask you, am I off base in making that assumption? And it seems like not. So catch us up a little bit about on who you are, how you got here, and a little bit about what you're doing with your clients now.
Whenever I'm asked this question, I always start by saying I'm a God girl first and foremost, and I'm unapologetic about my faith. It is not my mission to usurp my faith on anyone else, but I want for people to understand how I tick, why I tick, how I move, how I do everything that it is that I do. There is a divine assignment on my life. I have an anointing for wealth and for money. And so I carry that with honor and with sincere commitment and conviction, right? So the very first thing that I think is really important to share is that, and how I live out in the world is I do work primarily with service-based entrepreneurs who are caught in what I call the millions messy middle. They've made about $250,000 to $300 and they keep rinsing and repeating that same level without being able to move. And I come in from a practical strategy standpoint. We take a look at their business and we see where are the gaps that we can turn into gateways, but we also take a look at their spiritual alignment and their spiritual practice and how they are being, who they are embodying, and how that is impacting the energy of money so that we can get it to flow and accelerate. So it's a perfect dance between understanding business. I'm a former corporate America Fortune 500 financial services company vice president, turned Mary Kay Pink Cadillac independent executive sales director, turned Women Business Center executive director. So I know business and I also have this amazing gift and talent. So the convergence of faith and business is where I live. It's where I get the most joy. And I really just love helping people to become better in every way and make a boatload of money while they do it. I believe that money is our birthright. Access to it is our birthright. And once we understand who we are and we are able to shift the way we see ourselves, we will shift the way we relate and how much money flows through us, because just like money, our energy. And so that's what I love to do. In addition to that, I am a wife and a fur mom, and I would fancy myself to be a comedian. I will try to be funny and say things that make people laugh. Yeah, that's me.
It's really interesting. I was looking for a word to try and match the vibe that I got. And I'm glad I landed on that because I think there's a lot of things here. And the first question that I want to ask is for business owners who are first off going, Dr. Darnielle, I go out, I grind, I do the work. I feel like there's somebody who's out there listening to them. What sort of consequences or effects might someone be or might someone see in their business if they're not spirit aligned with what you're talking about? And we could put any sort of word in here, right? You chose spirit, chose it for here, but insert your purpose or your alignment or whatever it is.
Whatever it is for you. And I am not talking about religion, just so we're clear. Religion is a whole nother ball of wax, right? I'm talking about understanding your connection to your creation and the divine purpose and assignment for which you were sent into the earth realm, right? That's what I'm talking about primarily. So however you personally get there, for me, I am a believer. I am a Christian. I do love Jesus. And what I've learned in my work, because I don't only work with Christians, is to look at the spiritual principles that govern religion and how people move to experience the abundance that I believe God sent his son for. And so I am not one of those people who's, oh, if you don't believe what I believe, you're going to hell. That's not me. That's not our role. That's not how I move. And I am a practical about my business, about the numbers girl. But here's what I know. And this is what I would say to anybody who says that if you could do it by yourself, it would already be done. There is a reason why you are hovering at the same level. One of the first questions we ask a new potential client is, have your revenues been the same or declining over the last 2 to 3 years? Because if so, we know you're caught in an energetic holding pattern that more than likely one of three things is going to get you out of. So realignment is number one, forgiveness is number two, and embodiment or being advanced what it is you say you desire to bring into your life experience, in addition to the strategy and the sales infrastructure and the right systems and the right support support team helping you. Like the Move to Millions method, which is the framework that we utilize, the seven pillars are strategy, sales, system support, success mindset, spirituality, and self-care. Because it takes all of that if you want to make millions of dollars without being tired and not being able to actually enjoy what it is that you're doing. I know as a country, for those of you listening to this or watching this in the US, as a country, we are born and bred to work hard. It is the fabric of our foundation to do hard work. It's why your parent told you, whether you came from money or not, you had to work hard in order to make money, because that is what we have been taught. That is what they sold us. That is what they keep reinforcing to us. And so we believe that the only way we can achieve greatness and wealth and abundance and prosperity is if we are doing hard work. But what I want you to know is that effort alone won't make you million. Effort only when combined with embodiment will actually make you million. And so that's where I spend the majority of my time, helping people to do what I call it, the softer side, Hector, of entrepreneurship, but it is invariably the harder side. If I can get you to spend time in alignment and surrender and forgiveness and heightening your confidence, that confidence will close more sales than your skill. And for the person who only thinks they need sales skills, that could be the reason why you're not closing.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm wondering about the blind spots that people are having. Because there's that person who's saying, worry about that later, and thinking that it's not showing up in their business today. I think the word I'm looking for, are there symptoms of being out of alignment, of not embodying these things, of holding on to resentment? Or what sort of symptoms start to emerge in a business? Or can you think of stories?
I have a story. I literally was just on a coaching call with a client who I ended up really digging into her, for lack of a better way to describe it. And let me just sidebar and say this. Coaches tell you what you don't want to hear, and we show you what you don't want to see, all in an effort to get you to become who God created you to be. So I take that literally when I know I need to show up as a coach and be a mirror reflection for how someone is being in the moment. So she's talking and all of this settle and survival mode energy is coming out of her. She's right now, I just need cash flow. And that's all I can think about is cash flow and cash flow. And so many things are frustrating me. And she went on to say she's an insurance broker. So she's got insurance agents under her. And she did this training for her insurance agents. And she's got 40, 50, maybe even more than that. But only six of them showed up. She was so upset that she said it makes her not want to do what she needs to do. She was being the contrary of what she says she wants, what she desires to bring into our life experience. And that's very real and practical. And so what I always tell people is check your word. The fastest way to know if you're in alignment is to make an I am statement. If you say, I am broke, fat, frustrated, overwhelmed, as those are just a couple of examples, right? And then you change I am to God is, it probably won't make sense anymore. God is not broke, fat, overwhelmed. It won't make sense anymore. So as soon as an I am statement becomes a God is statement and it no longer makes sense, that's the first indication that you are out of alignment. Another way, depending on how conscious or in tune you are with your own body, when you are out of alignment, it's held in your body. So if for no reason your shoulders hurt, you feel pressure in your shoulders, you have a headache, there's a knot in the pit of your stomach, you are holding the disembodiment of what you say you desire to bring into your life in your body. And that's why it can't come in. Because when we are in alignment, there is a complete, utter flow through the center of who we are. So how can we test that? Make an I am statement, especially an I am statement about money, and check in and see what your body tells you. So if you say, I am a millionaire, where does it show up in your body? Like right now I say that, I'm clean as a whistle. Nothing's showing up for me. Typically people will say it, and where it shows up in their shoulders. It shows up in the small of their back. If it shows up in your shoulders, there's something from your past that you have not forgiven that is preventing you from moving forward and seeing yourself as whatever it is you're speaking out of your mouth. If it shows up in the small of your back, there is a part of you who does not believe you deserve or are worthy of access to that. And you will never earn in excess of what you believe to be a lot of money. And so whatever that number is, if you think $100,000 is a lot of money, you will never cross six figures. If you think $1 million is a lot of money, you'll never cross six figures. And so I believe, Hector, and Eric, you talked to five different money consciousness kind of experts that all give you a different percentage. I personally believe that the percentage is 95% to 5%. 95% is your mindset, your alignment, your embodiment. 5% is skill. If I can get you aligned, if I can get you energetically in the belief and holding the capacity to move into what it is you say that you desire, I can teach you how to practically make it happen. The lion's share of the work is internal. And we don't like to do that, especially when we're about our numbers. We want cold, hard fat. And that's why spirituality is a part for me of scaling and sustaining a business, because there has to be an element that is faith-based, that is based on something that you can't necessarily see. Because there will be a point in time in your business journey where what you are desiring, what you are saying you are wanting is far from the reality of what you are seeing. And if there is not faith enough residing on the inside of you to press in spite of, you will get caught in the hamster wheel of repeating the cycle of what you've already done. The only way to break forth is to have an element of faith. Just like you believe a chair will hold you or your car will start, you have got to believe that you can get to whatever the milestone is that you want to get to.
Yeah, it's really great that you said 95-5, because I'm out there thinking that I know people are thinking it's 95-5 the other way, because that's the mindset that the world has been put us in. And so My first thought was, how do we save some of those people who go, this is all still hogwash? And I say, that's for you. Cut the episode now. Go listen to something else. Because at this point, I don't think that we can grab. We can't.
I'm not convincing anyone to change their life. If you don't come ready, if you've tried everything you know how to do and it has not worked, then my recommendation would be to try this and see. But if you are unwilling, okay. If you fight for your beliefs, you get to keep them. So keep them. I'll be over here counting my money.
And we're going to take a quick break in a second, and we're going to get into some of these tactics, because it seems like you have some real practices and maybe habits or things that we really tactical things that people might do, because I think it is a practice as I'm learning this stuff. But I just want to double tap on that. You know, I have a really good friend right now who is having some kidney issues and really bad kidney issues, and simultaneously is also experiencing a ton of stress in their business. And it's really interesting to see those kinds of things equate, and that we may not feel like it's impacting us, and to think that those kind of things are connected, most wouldn't, but you're saying that they're absolutely connected. So
I say all the time, you cannot have a booming business when you have a busted life. It's just really hard.
Amen. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, guys. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some tactics and tips to actually implement this. Hey, y'all. Today's episode is brought to you by Amplify Media, and we are a podcast and content production company. We like to think of ourselves as platform builders, because chances are you have a product, a passion, a mission, a message, something that you want to get out to the world, but you may not have the time, the team, or the tech skills to do that. If that's the case, we can help. Go to amplifymedia.com. That's A-M-P-L-A-F-Y media.com. And you can also check the show notes for the link. And with that, let's get back to Dr. Darnielle. So Dr. Darnielle, the way I'd like to open this is, you have, I'd imagine you've been doing this for a number of years, decades even perhaps. Are there any, no matter what, are there any things that you've built into your day, into your life, into your routines that perhaps, like I call my no matter what's because you just can't go without them, or the things that we put into our days first before anything else happens? Do you have any of those habits or mindsets or things, routines maybe, to keep you in alignment and embodying what you want to embody?
Absolutely. I would say the very first thing, as soon as my eyes pop open, I immediately express gratitude. I believe that gratitude is our way of telling God what to bring us more of. So I express gratitude right away. And then even before my feet hit the floor, I do not grab my cell phone first. I literally ground myself and I set three very clear intentions. Intention number one is that today is going to be the day that I'm going to change someone's life. Intention number two is that today is going to be the day that I step into a higher version of myself. And intention number three is that today is going to be a day that I further cement my legacy. I do that first. Then I get up, I grab my workout clothes and some water, and I go get on the treadmill. 30 minutes a day for me, hook or crook, no matter what. And what happens when I'm on the treadmill, it varies. Some days I listen to podcasts or watch podcasts on YouTube for some inspiration or just to allow my mind to move. Sometimes entire time I'm praying and I'm having a conversation with God. It just really depends on what I'm feeling in my spirit when I wake up. And then after I get off the treadmill, I go and I walk my puppy Lady, and then I come back and I journal. So the first hour of my day is getting myself right. I think about when we get on a plane and the flight attendant saying, you have to secure your mask before you help those who are on the journey with you. That's how I secure my mask. So I do that first. That journaling time, I will ask myself questions. I love active journaling. I will go through some of the things that that came up for me while I was on the treadmill. Like, I just literally check in with myself about what's coming up for me before I start my day. And then after that, I go get in the shower, I get dressed, and then I come to work because I don't work in my home. And then I come to work and then I start my day. I don't take a meeting before 11 a.m. so that as soon as I walk in my office, and I normally get here around 10, I have an hour to ease into the flow of the day. I can check in with my local team, see what's going on with them, figure out what I'm going to do before I just jump into whatever it is that's going on. And then to close every evening, I do a reflection exercise. What went well today? Did I achieve my 3 intentions? Did I change someone's life? Did I become a better version of myself? And then I get one step closer to establishing legacy. And when I can unequivocally answer yes to those 3 questions, I say some prayers, I close my eyes, and I go to bed.
Yeah. My initial questions are like, what I'm curious about is why through this, there's so much doing work on ourselves. And I'm curious how that kind of shows up throughout your day. Or for me, if I don't get up and do my routine and do my kind of breath work and meditation and ice bath and stuff before the kids get up, like I'm a different person. I don't have the same amount of patience. I don't have the same amount, like anything, a totally different person. And I'm imagining that same sort of thing happens with you. But are there things that you see, or are there tangible differences that you see from doing this sort of work?
Absolutely. And the first thing that I'll say is, this is what I would tell anyone. And I know this podcast is the How to Scale a Business podcast. If you want to scale your business, you have to scale yourself. Like at the end of the day, life and business are completely congruent. Professional success is going to be predicated based on personal development. It's just the way that it goes. So yes, I think that one of the biggest mistakes a person who desires to scale could make is to not understand the significance of finding their own way to start the day. I have always abhorred hitting the ground running. That doesn't mean there aren't days that I oversleep and I do hit the ground running, but I don't like the unsettled feeling that comes with rushing into the day. So for me, I've got to ease into the day and I've got to take care of myself first. Like it wasn't always that way, Hector. There was a point in time where I was last on my list and it showed up in my health. I started to have problems and I was like, way too much work to do than to be having health challenges. So let me put myself first, right? Let me really integrate self-care, which is why it's one of the core pillars in our methodology, because it is so important. And you can't sell the dream when you look like a nightmare.
Another thing that I'm realizing that this work kinds of does is it, especially in sales or in roles where we're dealing with a lot of people, I realize that like our nervous system, and you talked about your emotions and being in tune with your body. Like recently I'm realizing that my nervous system starts to flare up and freak out in certain situations. Mm-hmm. And without that awareness, I would have just avoided or distracted or procrastinated my way away from doing the things that were important. Okay. And the first part was like, oh, okay, that's there. Let me push through this first time. But then realizing that sort of resistance shouldn't be there. Like where's this anxiety coming? And that's where the journaling and that's where the reflection and all some of that self-healing comes up. So that way you're not impeded throughout the day. I don't think that a lot of people are realizing that their body, their spirit, all of it is limiting them. You talked about that ceiling, that it's putting a ceiling on them that they're not even aware is there.
Yeah, I would agree. I think one thing that I would want people to take away from the conversation that we've had thus far, it would be that life and business is congruent, right? You cannot have a booming business. You cannot scale a business if you do not scale your life. And this is why we see people who get to the quote unquote pinnacle, whatever it is, and lose other things. I know people who will grow their business to $10 million, but get a divorce, right? I know people that have a heart attack, right? They are congruent. Like we only get one vessel. We only get one shot on the earth, to the best of my knowledge and understanding. And if we only get one, we have to be a great steward over. I think about, there's this story, I do a lot of keynote speaking, and I don't know who I heard say it, but I adapted it and made it my own. And I think about getting to heaven, and you get there and the angel is ushering you around and they're giving you your orientation and your onboarding. And they walk you to this room, this huge room. You can see the room spans the entire width of the hotel, right? And you're like, what's in there? And they're like, all the things you didn't get to experience and open when you were on Earth. I don't want to go in that room and see what I missed. I want to get what I'm supposed to have now. And I believe the way that I do that is about being in alignment. Alignment is for me, just like forgiveness is for me. I don't ever recommend that anyone who needs to forgive someone other than themselves, because that's typically the first person you need to forgive, call the person to say, I forgive you. Don't do it. They're only going to make you you more upset. Instead, in your own way, work through and forgive them so you can release the energy that they have been holding up, the capacity they have been taking up in your body that has prevented abundance from being able to move in, so that you can get your space back, so you can get your abundance back. I just think that it's the only way it works. Even when I look at people who may not be quote unquote religious, and I look at their lives and I look at the principles that govern their life, what I see is them operating under the spiritual principles that allow them to tap into abundance. So there's got to be something to it. There wouldn't be all of the guru that is out saying these things, talking about mindset, talking about alignment, if it wasn't a thing. So if you've tried the other stuff and it hasn't gotten you the results that you want, or it did with you having to compromise or sacrifice something, then try the other way. The worst case scenario is you land in the same place, but there's no way that you could try alignment and embodiment and confidence and surrender and forgiveness and land in the same place. I don't believe it's possible.
I'm with you. Dr. Danielle, I didn't know that this is where it was going to go today, but I'm absolutely grateful and honored that this is where it went. I know that you have a book out there. So for people who are on the edge of their seats, I'm sure just a little scoop into the ocean. How do they learn more about you? How can they get deeper in your world? Where can they get the book?
Yeah. So you can go to movetomillions.com. We made it nice, simple, and easy. That's like a landing page that will take you to all of the links, anything that you might want to learn more about me. Everywhere you could possibly find me online, you can find me there. And you can even learn about how to get a copy of the book, which I believe is a great cross-section of the practical and the spiritual as we've been talking throughout this conversation.
I love it. This has been a great conversation. And thank you to all everyone who stuck with us and made it here. We would be forever grateful for a rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know someone who is in the midst of scaling their business, and I'm sure there's someone that popped into your head that you're thinking that needs to hear this, hit that share button, send them a text, let them know that you thought about them and that this episode might help. Let's grow the community together. And as always, we appreciate you being here. We'll see you on the next one. Later, y'all.